Former ICE agent, Joe Biden's policies creating more angel families than ever. By John Binder on July 16, 2023. President Joe Biden's gutting of interior immigration enforcement is victimizing hundreds of thousands more American families than prior administrations. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Field Office Director John Fabricator tells Congress. During a House Judiciary Committee subcommittee on immigration integrity, security, and enforcement hearing, Fabricator testified that Biden's policies to protect most of the nation's 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens from arrest and deportation is surging the number of angel families, the family of Americans victimized by illegal aliens. According to Fabricator, if Biden had conducted similar interior immigration enforcement operations as was done in prior administrations, including under former President Barack Obama, there would have been another 90,000 illegal aliens arrested who would have accounted for approximately another 300,000 convictions and charges. Are you saying there are 300,000 American families who have suffered acts of crime as a result of this administration's policies? Subcommittee Chairman Tom McClintock, RCA, asked, to which Fabricator responded, "Yes, sir." Fabricator, who serves on the advisory board for the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, also submitted ICE arrest data to the subcommittee, showing drastic drops in arrests of convicted criminal illegal aliens under Biden compared to arrests under former President Trump. Based on these statistics, is there any conclusion that can be drawn by a logical, reasonable person, other than that the real goal of these priorities is to limit immigration enforcement in the interior of the United States, regardless of the risk to public safety and national security that the illegal alien poses? Fabricator asked. In fact, the entire premise put forth by Secretary Mayorkas is false. The statistics show the exact opposite result that he swore his policies were going to produce. These aren't my words, these are his own statistics. There are fewer arrests and fewer serious criminals being arrested. Plain and simple. And we're into the third year of these policies. If he was really concerned about getting criminals off the street and out of the country, and he's seen 2+ years of the opposite result, wouldn't he change them? Emphasis added. It is also worth noting that there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of criminal aliens at large in the United States. President Biden's own FY 2024 budget justification clearly stated that there were over 400,000 convicted criminals on the non-detained docket. Why are these criminal aliens not detained and removed? Emphasis added. Related video, Angel Families Call Out Biden. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, Biden has re-implemented so-called sanctuary country orders that have ensured fewer criminal illegal aliens are ever taken into ICE custody, even after being arrested on local charges. Since Biden took office, for instance, ICE has cut the number of detainers issued to local police. These detainers ask the police to hold illegal aliens in their custody until they can be turned over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. Under Trump, ICE issued more than 15,000 detainers a month in parts of 2018 and averaged about 13,000 to 14,000 detainers a month before fiscal year 2020. Compare those monthly figures to when Biden took office, and monthly detainers dropped to 2,200 by March 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.